beginning of Time One Right and a continuation from the other reel of the visit with Cookie this Thursday, the 2nd of September, 1971, in two sessions at 1 o'clock and at 5 o'clock. And then they loaded Cavers and took off for West Virginia, Channel One Right, and the continuation from the other reel of the visit with Cookie this Thursday, the 2nd of September, 1971, just at the beginning of the Labor Day weekend.
Is he one of your old buddies?
He's one of Daddy's old buddies.
One of your Daddy's old buddies?
Yeah. No, he tore my dad up. Yeah, he tore him up. And then Dad turned around and tear him up.
Oh, really?
Turn him back fair play.
What did he tear? What did he get? What
trading was cattle.
Just lean cows? How do you tear him? How would
he
manage it?
Oh, he'd get next to you some way.
Well, I don't know. I don't quite see how he'd get ahead of you on the cattle. Your daddy knows as much as anybody about cows.
This has been years ago, though. Before I ever come to the state of Florida. Before I ever thought about coming to the state of Florida. It's been 20 years ago.
You remember that far back? Your daddy talk about it?
Well, I remember it. Because I had to go help drive the cattle out of the woods.
In a while?
No. But you couldn't get to them no other way, only by foot.
Well, that's part of it.
Yeah.
And he sold them to you, and then you had to round them up?
And go get them. Yeah. Back in the woods, over the hills, driving for 10, 12, 15 miles out of the country.
On the road?
No, there wasn't no road. Dog path. Just a dog path.
Good Lord.
Yeah. You see, him and Dad used to deal in cattle together. All right, Clay, he would get out and he would hear these cattle. And he would send Daddy to go look at them. Now, we'd go walk in and look at them. Come back and tell Clay what they was like. Well, Clay was the banker, and he would say, well, here's the money, go get them. And here we'd have to walk back in there again and run them cattle out of there, or lead them out by a halter. No, I'm going to get next to him.
Oh, you've been laying for him.
I've been laying for him. I'm going to get next to him.
You know, that's kind of like this cross-time business. These fellas up there in the hill, you see, will cut them beautiful cross-ties and load them up and bring a half a dozen of them down to the settlement. Get maybe two and a half a piece for them. That counts for transportation, storing the logs. Cutting out the cross ties. Why, they didn't get paid for the labor, much less the wood. Now, they've done that for generations up there, haven't they?
Yeah.
And they just love the fellas they work for, sold them to.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do now. I'm going to tell you this much, and then we'll quit. Daddy's got a Charolais bull.
He got hooked on that.
He got hooked on that because he can't keep him nowhere. He'll jump over the moon. He got to keep him in the barn most of the time.
Oh.
He'll jump over the moon. Daddy's got a 6-strand barbed wire fence, 5 foot high, and he'll go over it.
Oh, I heard it.
But Clay Bullard don't know that. I'm going to load that Charley bull in this Ford truck. And Clay won't know but what I brought him from Florida.
Yeah. Oh.
And I'm just naturally going to get to him if I have time.
If you have time.
I'm going to get next to Clay Bullard.
And put him down there in Clay Bullard's place.
Where he's got a fence about that high. Then I'll turn him loose and let him run him.
And
you sure you got the check for him?
No.
You want to be there?
I don't want to be there. I want to be sitting over on the other hill watching him. I don't even want to be in here in this. I'm going to do that.
Oh,
my dad let me do anything I want to.
So you all would cut trail, break trail, and go back there and look at him and come back to the bank and tell him, and he'd say, here's the money.
Go get him.
Go get him.
Oh. We'd have to turn around the next day and go back in there, and maybe it'd take us all day and half a night.
Well, now, how did your daddy turn to him?
How did daddy get next to him?
Yeah.
Same way I'm going to get next to him. Trade him one that he couldn't keep nowhere. Or one he couldn't get fat.
Buy them as stockers.
Yeah.
And they don't watch them, you see. They just keep them in there the next year.
Remember one time, Daddy bought a black cow. She black, had a white face. And Daddy, we kept her for 2 weeks. And you could milk her. Sometimes. Another time, I'm a telling you, she'd kick the hinges off the door. And Clay Bullard's brother-in-law wanted to buy a milk cow. And he was as big a crook as Clay. So Daddy sold Clay, this black and white, black cow with a white face. Oh, she was a pretty thing. Fat. And give a lot of milk when you could milk her. But now I want you to know, if she didn't want you to milk her, she would absolutely just kick the hinges off the door. And you couldn't go milk her. Daddy sold her to him. Fabulous price, $100 and some dollars. And back then, a good milk cow sold for $100.
Yes.
I mean, a good milk cow.
Back in Mr. Weaver's time.
And Daddy sold it for, it's over $100. And you could just put a rope around the neck and lead her anywhere. Gentle as a dog. Because she didn't want you to milk her.
You never suspect anything wrong with a cow that gentle?
No, definitely not. They just tickled to death with her. So one night they went out there to milk old Daisy, and old Daisy, she is, I'm telling you, she is so to fit. They never did milk that cow at night. No,
I'm telling you, that hind leg is wicked.
They'll kill you.
They just, before you know it, they look back at you and take aim.
Why, she didn't have to look back and take aim, brother. I'm telling you, she'd kick you.
I've had some take aim at me and hit. take a good aim.
Cookies just don't do them, the others, they don't do them.
You know, these, that's the sort of animal the fellow is dealing. And I started to deal in, tried to deal in them like that when I came out here. And you know, just like Alvin's, those poor things that he put over here. Every time I'd go out there to feed my cows, he'd line up on the other fence.
Yeah.
Well, you can stand that so long.
Sure.
Now that's the way Tommy Boyd, the old man Boyd's sandlot cows, that's what they expected. And that is too much. It's a constant thing. Now you have to live with them. They live with them. Mr. Boyd had them all around the house, 24 hours a day.
No, they don't. When Daddy feeds his cattle, he feeds them all. I mean, he feeds them. He don't waste it, but he don't spare the feed. They have all they want to eat.
Well, that's almost like the fellow says, food is a whole lot cheaper than medicine.
That's right.
Shell it out. Now, what town is he in?
He's in Clay, West Virginia.
He's Clay.
Clay Bullard is Clay, West Virginia. County seat of Clay County.
He's in County seat.
That's not too far from him.
20 miles.
9 miles.
Telephone him and ask him about it or something?
No.
You just drive up to?
I didn't drive over there.
With the cow in?
Yeah.
In the thing.
Be prepared for him.
Well, now, you got another cattle frame up there.
Yeah.
For that Charlie. You don't have to put him in this little cattle frame.
Yeah, I'll put him in that one.
Rigged up for campus?
Yeah, I put him in there.
Hey, General.
I'll tie him to the floor. I'll put a ring in his nose and anchor him to the floor. He ain't going no place.
You're not supposed to do that.
You ain't?
You ain't supposed to tie him in. You're supposed to give him free. Let him dance around him.
Not him. No, ain't no way. No.
He'll jump over the frame. Yeah.
He'll jump over the moon.
He just go over the camp.
Well, he'd tear that thing all to pieces.
Well, now that's life. I just don't see why it is a man can't make a living at animals like that. You've got to hire out. I simply don't understand it. See, he don't make a play about it. Bullard don't make a living at it.
No, he works for the South Penn Oil Company.
Yes. And he just does this on the side.
Does it for a hobby. Yeah, I'm going to get next to his hobby, though.
It's just his pleasure.
I'll let him run for 3 days.
You never had the people up there, the merchants and all, that financed the farmers.
Oh, yeah.
Down here, you know, up until, well, into the 50s, until everybody went broke, and they quit farming. They just quit farming, you know that.
Yeah.
See, a fella like Bill Wynn's father-in-law, old man Christian, he'd have the watermelons all over this county, at this end of the county.
Yeah.
And the he always come out, but the man that raised it, very seldom got any groceries at all out of it, because he'd handle it.
Yeah.
I don't linger.
We gotta go put cabins.
Yeah.
Gotta go. I mean, it's 5 o'clock right now, and I plan to leave at 5.
Well, why did I take my clothes off?
Well, I wonder.
A habit?
And you don't want to see a cat. No, I didn't even see him. I heard y'all say that he was a beautiful cat. Prettiest ones you had. But I never did go out and see all of the cats when I left. I hadn't seen them go.
This channel one right around 300, and the end of the visit with Cookie, the second little session, this Thursday, the 2nd of September, 1971. And now we're going on out to load Caffis and head for West Virginia. Channel one right around 200 or 300, and the end of the visit with Cookie and Mamu this Thursday, the 2nd of September 1971.